Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. At the start of a week which will shape the immediate future of the club, the last 7 days have seen an end, of course, to the gold drought, but another defeat, which has left them languishing in seventh place in La Liga, 4 points behind Barcelona at the top. Now, speculation has been rife surrounding the future of the coach, Lopetegui, and it's expected that if Madrid fail to win in Champions League this week against Pilsen, then he will not make the weekend's Clásico in Barcelona. And if they win the Champions League but lose El Clásico, then Lopetegui will be out before the next home game against Valladolid on November the 3rd. And should that miracle happen against Barcelona, and who knows, with Messi out, then it potentially could, then it's simply a stay of execution for Lopetegui, who it's believed, even if he does have the staying power to finish this season, then he certainly will not be in charge at the beginning of next. So on to the speculation about who it is that is going to be replacing Lopetegui, if indeed he does go, and if you immediately discount Jose Mourinho, whose name has appeared in a couple of places. One coach who's been offered as a replacement but was swiftly ruled out was Laurent Blanc. He, remember, played for 8 different clubs during a highly distinguished career and management career as well, but it's the year that he had between 96 and 97 at Barcelona, which is why Pérez has said absolutely no. Now, the Italian press and media have been reporting all morning today that Marcelo has asked for a transfer. He's allegedly told the club that he wants to go to Juventus to link up again with Cristiano Ronaldo, preferably in January. But to put that a little bit in perspective, remember he was on Real Madrid TV very recently saying, "I'm extremely happy here in Madrid. It's my home. I have many years left in my contract." His contract does indeed run until 2022. It's thought that Juventus will sell Alexandro in order to part finance any deal if it were to happen. And it seems that the football silly season has really returned very early this year, with media in Spain also reporting that after selling a 33-year-old, the answer to all of their prayers is a one who is 4 years older. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the Swede, now a cult hero after his spell in LA. 22 goals in 23 games for the Galaxy since March. Now, the former coach Zidane's name is also appearing, with one headline quoting, "It's going to be a sensational return for the coach who stepped down in the summer." Zidane, though, has privately said there is absolutely no chance that he will return to Madrid. Hot favourite to take up the role, should Lopetegui go, is Antonio Conte. He's delivered an alleged list of those he wants, if indeed he is to take over. Mauro Icardi is the first. And a trip back to London to Chelsea to pick up Marcos Alonso would be the second, which in turn would mean the end for Karim Benzema and indeed Marcelo. Now, it's ironic, really, that with all the struggles going on in Madrid, one who is now flourishing after clear-the-air talks is Rodriguez, who's at Bayern Munich. Lopetegui would dearly love to have him back at the club, and he is hoping that Bayern Munich do not action the clause to actually buy him, which is in that loan agreement that they have, and that he will be able to try and get him back to Real Madrid for January. Now, one whose exit, it appears, is looming large is Luka Modric. After a campaign that began with a flurry of awards, he's not really been able to shake off the lethargy of the World Cup and is cutting a rather disconsolate figure, said to be hugely frustrated with what is going on behind the scenes. January is looking like a time for potential exit, according to reports. If Madrid are still competing in all competitions, though, it is doubtful he will be allowed to leave until the season's end, with the favourites to sign him still Inter Milan. Now, Lopetegui has met with Pérez after that defeat. Captain Ramos was also called in to explain what he thought the issue was. Now, obviously, plenty waiting in the wings, as we've said, should Lopetegui be forced out. Conte, we know, is the favourite. What about the others? No Laurent Blanc, but Arsene Wenger is also fairly high up the list as well. Second favourite behind Conte. Pochettino is still coveted as well, but the odds slightly longer there. Then a couple of upcoming talents, Guti, and the favourite in Spain for many is Santi Solari, who is currently coaching the Castilla team. Also on the card, the left field appointments, Roberto Martinez, the Belgian coach, was also talked about in the media yesterday. And of course, we've already mentioned Jose Mourinho. A bit of bad news for Vinicius after his reappearance with the Castilla team. Started well enough with a stunning free-kick goal from 20-plus metres out, but he ended the day being sent off for a second bookable offence after allegedly feigning injury. And that means, despite it being in the Castilla team, he still would not be able to appear in Clásico next weekend. Now, following on from that defeat against Levante in a week before the visit to Barcelona, many of the outlets were polling fans to ask, should Lopetegui go before El Clásico? The answer from the leading daily, of course, which is Marca, 53% saying no, that he should stay, 47% saying that he should go. Not exactly a ringing endorsement, though. Dani Ceballos was the first to speak after the defeat. It's not a great feeling, he said. We had to win this game. We had so many chances. The keeper was exceptional. On Lopetegui, he said, we trust him and we are all with him. Butragueño called for calm at all levels in the club. It is, he said, a significant blow. We didn't expect this result. These aren't good times, but we must remain calm. The team didn't deserve to lose today. As for the team and some of the ratings, Marcelo was voted as the best player for Madrid on the day. Isco was back, and they were happy with what he produced in the time, but he was clearly not 100% match fit. Modric was said to be very quiet. Bale tried hard with little effect. Varane had a dire match with Ramos, not an awful lot better. Asensio, growing feeling there that he needs to up his game to go with all of his rhetoric, of which there has been plenty. Lopetegui asked if he feared for his position. It's the last thing I'm thinking about, he said. I feel more motivated now than ever before. The team gave everything out there. You do have a degree of sympathy with him as well when you look back over the last five games, none of which, of course, they've won. They've created 108 chances and actually scored one goal. It is an extraordinary run of bad luck. The captain, Sergio Ramos, spoke also, trying his best to defend Lopetegui. He said he has the support of all of the players on why they have been on this run. He said individual mistakes have condemned us, but we will not single out individuals. The only way to turn things around is to be united as a team. The goal that was scored, of course, in that game ended a run of 8 hours and 1 minute without a goal. Neymar, meantime, has been taken to social media, Instagram this time, and described as fake news that he wanted to leave Paris and return to either Barcelona or Real Madrid, or indeed that he'd been seen in Barcelona meeting up with an old girlfriend. And continuing on the subject of Neymar, with a growing number of those inside the club, fans and media, now beginning to believe that rather than spending everything they have on Neymar, the club should focus its attempts on trying to acquire Mbappe instead. A few more details of Neymar's contract have been seeping out again. The buyout clause, €215 million, which is less than, of course, Barcelona sold him for. But that figure is only relevant from 2020. So if anybody wants him before then, they would need to pay significantly in advance of that. Modric replacement also high up on the agenda, and with it looking increasingly likely that Eden Hazard may well be staying with Chelsea. Focus and attention is now turning again to another Chelsea man, N'Golo Kanté. The fee is likely to be significantly less than Hazard's at around €90 million. And Perez, talking about shifting players out, would be also keen to potentially move Modric to Spurs in return for taking Christian Eriksen. And also on the agenda, Sergio Ramos's performances of late for both club and country coming under increasing scrutiny. A younger replacement is also being considered. Now, we already know of the interest in De Ligt and Koulibaly, but after an impressive World Cup, remember, with France, 22-year-old Benjamin Pavard of VfB Stuttgart is also being monitored. Well, if you didn't see it, Karim Benzema has again hit the headlines for more bizarre off-field issues. Claims of an alleged kidnap made by a former agent have been firmly rebuffed, and defamation complaints have been lodged with the French police. And there is also the strange case of a missing €50,000, which returned from a trip from Marrakesh to France, money which was to have been paid to Benzema from a sponsor. Now, the world's media obsessing over Lopetegui's future in the build-up to the weekend. At the press conference, he was asked if he felt he had the support of the club. This was before the defeat. Absolutely, he said. I'm calm. I'm focused on my work. Our luck will change in time. Whether it comes in time to save him, we will find out shortly. Now, a bit of a discussion has erupted in France about the Golden Ball, and for those who feel that Luka Modric is the favourite, a poll in the French sports media from journalists and fans alike asked the question who they believed was the favourite or a potential candidate to win the Golden Ball. And in a 1-2-3, it was Griezmann 1, Mbappe 2, and Varane 3. Seems Modric may well have to be satisfied with his FIFA and UEFA awards. Now, we've mentioned Juventus's interest in Marcelo, and it first appeared last week as they are increasingly lining up more and more expensive talent as the seasons go by, as they seek to return to European supremacy. The latest we know is Marcelo, with Alexandro likely to move in the summer due to his contract not yet being renewed. Chelsea are keen to take him, which leaves Marcelo the target to replace him. All they need now is to come up with the money to do the deal. Now, Neymar, yes, him again, has at last, he said, had verbal agreement from the PSG president, El Khalifi, that he can leave the club next summer. The scrap now begins between Madrid and Barcelona as to who will sign him. The fee, 200 plus million. The Barcelona president has consulted some of the players at the club, the senior players, to get the view on his return, and it has been largely positive. Back to managers and coaches being linked with a potential job at Real Madrid. One surprise contact was made with Madrid last week, the former player Michael Laudrup. He wanted to gauge if there was any interest in him becoming a potential replacement for Lopetegui should he move. It was a short phone call, allegedly. His last post was in Qatar. He has been in Spain, though, before, remember, with Getafe and indeed Mallorca. Now, things might not be going well for Real Madrid on field, but their social media presence is still, well out there in front. Currently stands at 309 million followers across the social spectrum. The department that services this need is growing all the time. A specialist team of over 50 with translators that provide information in more than 17 languages. It's been a difficult week for Sergio Ramos as well. He's ended up having to take to social media in the middle of last week to defend himself against the accusation that he had deliberately stamped on Raheem Sterling during England's victory over Spain in the Nations League. Claims of outrageous and shameful in the British media. He responded by posting a video of the challenge from alternative camera angles, which appeared to exonerate him. Underneath, he said, "There is no more to be said." Former coach Fabio Capello had a bit of a say. He said, "If I was the coach of Real Madrid now, I would sign Icardi immediately." Icardi, remember, grew up at the Barcelona Academy, twice been top scorer in Serie A, and with the player keen to move on after a successful spell at Inter, it's only a surprise that nobody really has moved in to try and tempt him away. Luka Modric was interviewed in France Football in the last week, and talking about the departure of Ronaldo and Zidane, he said, "We didn't expect either. When the Ronaldo rumours came up, we all took bets amongst ourselves in the dressing room. Nobody thought he would leave." And Harry Kane was caught by Marca's cameras after England's great win in Spain. First question, "Are you coming to Madrid?" His reply, "Real Madrid, I'm sorry, I've got to go. This isn't the time or the day." And swiftly departed into the evening. And that is it for this week's podcast. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, you can do on Twitter at Tim Capel, or indeed on Facebook as well. It's going to be a very interesting 7 days, of course. We'll keep across all of the happenings to report back to you on the week in Madrid next Monday. In the meantime, enjoy your football wherever you're watching it, and we will be back again next week. See you then.